Trots Talk, our weekly Sky Sports radio podcast, is sponsored by Bling It On and For a Reason. To book your mare this season, go to comedyequine.com.au.
Hi, it's time to take another look at the week of harness racing with an edition of Trots Talk. Simon Harrison with you. Amanda Rando, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Simon.
First of all, Amanda, Bathurst tonight, we've got the shootout on.
Yeah, we sure do. So it's a new series. It's kicking off at Bathurst, and it's to go hand-in-hand with the Bathurst 1000 that's taking place, the car race that's taking place at Mount Panorama this weekend. So the Bathurst shootout, the harness racing style, does kick off at Bathurst tonight, and they're races over the 1200 metre distance, so unfortunately not the 1000, but just the way the track is and the way the mobile barrier can work, that the races have to be over the 1200 metre distance. But what will happen, 10 horses tonight are going the time trial, so they're not actually going to race, they're time trialling, and the 8 fastest horses will go through into a $12,000 final at Bathurst this Friday night. So the horses, when they time trial, they can just run around on their own, or they can also have a galloping pacemaker just to keep a horse keen. Some, all horses are different, but they do have that option. So it's a really interesting concept. And what's even more interesting, Simon, is the horse with the fastest time out of these, the trainer will actually get to pick their barrier draw, so and then so on and so forth. Then the second fastest horse's trainer will get to pick the barrier draw. So, yeah, there's a lot of good incentives to be the fastest horse because you get to pick your barrier draw in the final on Friday.
Yeah, and then there's no excuses in the final, is there?
Yeah, exactly. And at Bathurst as well, they've got a sprint lane. So there's a lot of options there for that 1,200-metre sprint. So, yeah, it'll be really interesting to see how it all unfolds. A few years ago, there was something similar designs at Menangle called the Flying K. So they'll races over 1,000 metres, just to, you know, just quick races, and that didn't take off as well. But this is a slightly different concept where you actually have time trials that go into a final.
So that's the Bathurst shootout, which is on tonight. This Friday night, Amanda, we've got the Smoking Up Sprint at Tabcorp Park, Melton. And a great lineup here. We see Lenny the Shark, and he's gone up the $1.90 favourite.
Yeah, he sure has. So, yeah, this will be one of the big talking points for this weekend, this Group 2 races. You know, a lot of these horses are preparing for the Victoria Cup next weekend, the following weekend, I should say. So that's on the following Saturday night to keep in mind. But, yeah, this is it's a mouthwatering clash, Simon. And, yeah, Lenny, we haven't seen Lenny for a little while since he raced up at Albion Park in that Blacks of Fake back on July 15. And we also see the return of Yaya's Hotspot, which I gave the listeners a bit of an update about on last week after he broke the clock in track work at Penrith the week prior to that in preparation for this race. You've also got Myfield Marshall. He's been in top form up here in Sydney, so hopefully that pays off for him as well. So, yeah, really strong field, Simon. I'm really looking forward to it. And, yeah, it's just showing what the Victoria Cup's shaping up to be.
And talking about comebacks, we're not too far away from seeing Tiger Tara again.
Exactly. And talking about the Victoria Cup as well, fittingly, that's the race Kevin Pizzuto is aiming Tiger Tara for. I caught up with Todd McCarthy last week, and Todd drives Tiger Tara. He's Kevin Pizzuto's main driver. And he said, you know, he's been speaking to Kevin quite a bit, obviously. And every time he speaks to Kevin, he says, this horse, Tiger Tara, he's ready to go. So it'll be great to see if he's improved. He's had a bit of time off since he raced in that Blacks of Fake final. He's also had semen collected, so he can serve mares this breeding season. But so he's had a bit of an interesting break, but it will be his first public appearance in the Victoria Cup if he gains a run Saturday week.
So looking forward to Tiger Tara there. Gee, it'll be a strong race, the Victoria Cup. And of course, it's later in the year now. They've changed the date.
Yeah, they sure have. So it fits in perfectly so you've got the Victoria Cup, then the New Zealand Cup and Inter Dominion over in Perth. And then earlier in the year, you've got your Miracle Mile. So it does help especially because it's a Grand Circuit race, it does help the flow of the Grand Circuit races a lot.
In New Zealand on Friday, we've got the Canterbury Classic and a 5-horse race, this one.
Yeah, pretty interesting five-horse race. I don't think there's been as much interest in a five-horse race than this one. So talking about Grand Circuit races, most of these horses will be getting ready for the New Zealand Cup, and the first three place getters of this race will actually earn a start in that New Zealand Cup next month. So in this race, the field is Dream About Me, Seal the Deal, your favourite horse, Simon Lazarus, Heaven Rocks, and Have Faith in Me. So it's a really great lineup. Mark Pert and Natalie Rasmussen trained four of the five of them. And it is Lazarus' first start since April, but he's had a trial and a workout, so I think he's ready to rock and roll. And talking about rocking and rolling, Heaven Rocks, he's also first up since June. And this horse, he's won 10 of his 16 starts, and he actually beat Lazarus in a trial a couple of weeks ago. So really interesting race.
Now, you're at Eugowra on Monday. The public holiday Carnival of Cups was there with the Canola Cup. Must have been a wonderful afternoon.
It sure was. It was. It kicked off the TAB Carnival of Cups series, as it always does on this October long weekend. And it was a really great way to start the Carnival. And we've got 28 more to go across the state up until June next year. So I'll be pretty busy travelling to most of those. Big crowd on hand at Eugowra on Monday. And Bernie Hewitt did win the Canola Cup with his lovely mare On With Lexi. He drew barrier one straight to the front. She led all the way. Bernie's won the final a few times now, and the mare that won the race on Monday is owned by Lex Crosby, who was an administrator at Eugowra. So it was a very emotional victory, as you could understand. So the next Carnival Cup moves on to Griffith on November 11, and then we're out to Blaney on November 19.
Okay. Now, the new metropolitan handicapping system in New South Wales is set to stay for the time being?
Yeah, for the time being. So when it was originally introduced, it was going to be a 3-month trial, so we're coming up to that 3 months now, and I caught up with Harness Racing New South Wales CEO John Dunsley this morning about it, and they're still going to review and analyse the results of these races, and so for the time being it is staying in place. And John did say turnover on these races has been quite good, and you just have to look at some of the prices of the winners since they've introduced this new handicapping system. You know, just take a look at last week's Group 3 winner. It paid about $9.30 or something here in New South Wales. So some really good value for the punters out there. And I know it's certainly made my job a lot tougher doing the form. The races are so much more even, and that goes for this Saturday night as well, Simon. There's a Group 3 feature at Menangle. It's a pretty open race. Fixed odds weren't out the last time I checked, but cheeky each-way bet for me in the race is, of course, Condigan. I think he's a good each-way option. So that's race 6 this Saturday night at Menangle, and number 10, Condigan, an each-way bet.
Okay, we'll stick with Condigan again. Now, this young driver, Andrew Burke's doing well. We saw him in the mini trots in New Zealand, and he's just driven his first winner.
Yes, so Andrew Burke, he drove his first winner at Menangle yesterday for a horse called the Plainsman, which is trained by his father, Chris Burke. And Andrew Burke is only 16 years old. So he's here on school holidays, travelled to Menangle and drove a winner. It was his 31st race drive, but only, I think it was about April this year, he represented New South Wales in a mini trot series called Kids Carts over in New Zealand, and he actually won it. So he has won races before in the mini trot form, but yeah, experienced his first win with the big horses on Tuesday.
And a big future ahead of him, no doubt, in the sulky.
Yeah, most definitely. So he's certainly going the right way about it.
Angel in White's returned in good form. She was a filly that was in the New South Wales Oaks and the Victoria Oaks, part owned by our race caller Anthony Manton, and she's returned with two wins on end.
Yeah, Anthony's got to be happy with that, and I'm sure all the other owners of this mare are too. She has bounced back into sensational form this preparation. She, as you just said, she's won her two starts. She went 153.4 yesterday, winning at Menangle, which is a new personal best time. No surprises there. She did win a trial just a few weeks ago, rating 153.7. So we knew she could run those sorts of times. So she's certainly improved length from her last preparation. But she did have quite a hard preparation. She came over from New Zealand at the beginning of the year when it was really hot in summer, headed straight for the feature races, as you said, the New South Wales Oaks and Victoria Oaks. So after a bit of time off, it's no surprise that she's improved this much.
I'll keep an eye on Angel in White going forward, that's for sure.
Yes, ask Anthony where he's planning to aim her for.
Oh, well, I'll try and track him down in the hallway. Good on you, Amanda. Anything else for us before we wrap it up?
No, that's about it. So as we said before, we've got that Bathurst shootout tonight and then the race, the final of that this Friday. So Bathurst will back up again and they've got a six race card for Friday as well. So plenty of racing. Menangle this Saturday night and it never stops.
Enjoy the week ahead, Amanda. I'll chat to you next Wednesday.
It sounds good. Thanks, Simon.